And the political campaigns. Barack Obama is in Ohio today. John McCain has stops in Wisconsin and Minnesota, where his poll numbers are not so good. NPR News analyst Juan Williams is back with us. Juan, is there any event that can overtake this huge economic news? And how is Senator McCain going to deal with this?
Well, Alex, there are a couple things that could happen. Obviously, if there was some international crisis that really asked for national security leadership, that would play to John McCain's hand. The second thing to say is that on the domestic front, McCain could oppose the bailout package. He could take a populist approach and say, you know what, these corporate leaders are people who don't have the interest of working day Americans at hand, and therefore we should go after them. He could also say, and I think this might have immediate success, which is take on President Bush. Say that President Bush is a lame duck. If you listen to what he had to say earlier today about FDIC insurance increasing, international cooperation, promises that we'll get past this, McCain could come out and say, you know what, this is all rubbish. This is all vacuous statements. I'm the politician who stands with the average man in America who's upset at a bailout that gives money to the rich. But so far, he hasn't done it. He's basically taking the position that he wants to be a man who offers leadership in a moment of crisis and use that to try to contrast himself with Barack Obama as an inexperienced in the area of economics and bailout packages.
Well, he's certainly talking to some upset Americans. Here's a recording of something that happened at a rally yesterday in Wisconsin. This isn't Senator McCain. This is someone standing up in the crowd to ask a question.
I'm mad. I'm really mad. And what's going to surprise you, it's not the economy. It's the socialists taking over our country. When you have an Obama, Pelosi, and the rest of the hooligans up there going to run this country, we got to have our head examined. It's time that you two are representing us, and we are mad. So go get them.
Juan, a lot of anger at that rally. And is this anger at who? At the economy? At what's going on? At Barack Obama in particular?
Well, Madeline, it's the combination. That's why I suggested there's this populist surge out there. And the question is whether or not McCain could capitalize on it to change the narrative of the campaign. But this kind of anger, let me tell you, it goes much farther. For example, at Palin's rallies, she is stirring such a whirlwind of fire that you get people saying things like off with his head, and it's, you know, apparently a reference to Obama or Obama Osama. Then you have people introducing her who are talking about Barack Hussein Obama, you know, hurling racial epithets at the camera people. This is a kind of frenzy, and I think, you know, there's the sense that maybe it's going too far from some, especially people on the outside looking in and Obama supporters. But from inside the campaign, there is a distinct contrast between Palin people who believe this is what's necessary because otherwise the campaign will go down and be filled with regret at not having used all the tools available to it, and those like Senator McCain who are reluctant to get involved in building this frenzy to the point that Senator McCain says he's not so far comfortable with using Reverend Wright against Barack Obama in this campaign.
And yet he doesn't seem to be so shy about talking about Bill Ayers.
Right. Well, remember, Ayers is white, Reverend Wright, black, and I think part of the calculation here is how do you want to be remembered after the campaign? And so far, the judgment has been made by Senator McCain that this could be seen as race baiting. But, you know, Governor Palin and others in the Republican camp are saying, no, you know, there's a legitimate point about judgment and character to be made with regard to Reverend Wright. In fact, Senator McCain's wife, Cindy McCain, has been hitting just this point this week. She's become part of this, and she's saying, you know what, we don't know Barack Obama. Questions about his judgment exist, questions about his association. So she's pushing, Palin's pushing. It's Senator McCain who's actually been holding back.
You know, Juan, there are people on the right who are saying this is getting out of control. This is dangerous. John Weaver, former strategist for John McCain, has said we have to stop this kind of talk. It's shameful. David Frum, the political columnist, writing saying this is not what the Republicans want to be known for.
Well, you know, this kind of attitude, I think, makes lots of people, even moderate whites, and especially those suburban housewives that are so critical to the outcome of this election, a little bit uncomfortable. It's a sense that, you know, you have angry white people who are being fed the bread of hate, to quote Dr. King, being fed the bread of hate by some in the McCain campaign.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams with us from Washington. Juan, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex. See you, Madeline.
Bye.